On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, it is Ishmael Khawaja.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been jailed for 50 weeks for skipping bail. He was arrested last month after spending nearly 7 years holed up in London's Ecuadorian embassy to avoid extradition to Sweden to face sexual assault claims. His lawyer spent around half an hour trying to get the sentence reduced. Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt has been listening to the judge at Southwark Crown Court.
She said that he had deliberately evaded justice by fleeing for 6.5 years and getting asylum in the Ecuadorian embassy. She said it was the highest category of offence. She said that Assange had cost the taxpayer £16 million.
South Africa runner Caster Semenya has lost a landmark case against Athletics' governing body. It means the IAAF will be allowed to restrict testosterone levels in female runners.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man's been arrested after police seized heroin, crack cocaine and a knife in Maidstone. The 35-year-old tried to run away from plainclothes officers on Station Road on Monday afternoon, but they tackled him to the ground on Royal Engineers Road and took him into custody. He's since been released on bail and remains under investigation. A Kent MP has been urging the Prime Minister to back a campaign for better support for new mothers. Charlie Elphick has been speaking during Prime Minister's questions on behalf of Rebecca Cruz's family. The mum from Folkestone took her own life less than a year after having a baby due to postnatal depression. Speaking in the Commons, the Dover Rep had this question for Theresa May.
Does the Prime Minister agree that we need to do more to support the mental health of parents and mothers returning to work? And will she back Rebecca's family's campaign for more specialist mother and baby mental health care units in Kent and across the country as a whole?
The Prime Minister had this to say in response.
This is an area, it's right for my honourable friend to have raised it. It is one that government is looking at in a number of ways. And we will aim to ensure that nobody else suffers in the way that his constituent and her family did.
KMFM News.
A man has been charged after allegedly kicking an officer in Sevenoaks. Police say a suspected drunk driver collided with a wall in Hillingdon Avenue on Saturday morning. 39-year-old has been bailed to appear before magistrates at the end of this month. The government's no-deal Brexit ferry contracts are being cancelled. It's been previously estimated that ditching them would cost taxpayers more than £56 million. There are concerns about whether a new theme park in North Kent will be able to attract enough visitors, as it's revealed another entertainment company has pulled out of the project. A deal between London Resorts and Paramount was dropped in 2017, and we now know the makers of Wallace and Gromit are also no longer involved. Earlier this week, we told you bosses had signed an agreement with ITV Studios, and some of the rides and attractions will be based on children's shows Thunderbirds Argo and RoboZuna. Professor Richard Skays from the Uni of Kent says that might not bring in the crowds.
I find it rather surprising that ITV are getting involved with this when they don't have a clearly distinctive brand organised around a particular kind of programme or a celebrity.
The theme park in Swanscombe near Dartford is due to open in 2024. You can watch our video report on the story on Kent Tonight on KAME TV from 5:30. Protesters against plans to put a fast food chain in an Oast house have got the backing of a Kent MP. Chatham and Aylesford rep Tracy Crouch has written to the council declaring her opposition to plans for a KFC just off Morling Road in Snodland. She's raised concerns over how close the restaurant will be to homes and schools, as well as the impact on traffic. And a new micro pub's opened in a Kent village after a £15,000 refurbishment. Swire's opened in Bridge Street in Wye, in the former site of the Barber's Arms, which closed in February. It's offering ales, bottled beers and a selection of wines and spirits.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
A Kent footballer who was released by Gillingham then suffered a career-threatening injury has revealed how he never gave up on the sport. Craig Stone broke his leg twice while at Ebbsfleet and ended up signing on at the Job Centre. He was initially told by a surgeon that he'd struggled to play again, but has been telling the KM Football podcast he never accepted that decision.
It was really, really hard, and I'm kind of a character who wouldn't listen to that anyway. I'll be honest, I wouldn't listen, and I didn't listen, and probably should listen more than I do. But, you know, when someone tells you you're going to struggle to play. I just thought, well, you're a surgeon, you've never really played football.
After a fight back, he went on to play for Dover and Maidstone and is now at Gills as a full-time coach. You can hear all of the podcast at kentonline.co.uk. And British heavyweight boxing world champion Anthony Joshua now knows his next opponent. He'll defend his WBA, IBF and WBO titles against Andy Ruiz Jr. on the 1st of June at Madison Square Garden in New York. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.